What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday, the 27th of July. Hope you've had a fantastic weekend. I didn't, but I hope you did. I just had an average weekend. I worked, so I got things done. So it was a productive weekend. So I'm going to take the positives from the shit negatives. If you're new, welcome to the podcast. Don't forget there's videos on YouTube. Or don't forget, I'm telling you now, the videos on YouTube. Check them out. Or not. However you like to consume me is your choice. Anyway, I was going to say, let's get down. There's been a hurricane somewhere. I didn't even know. But it was pretty shitty weather yesterday. Was it Saturday? Fuck, I forget now. One of the days it was pissing down the rain. I think it was Saturday. Pissing down, and there was a tornado in Northampton, and it blew up the allotments. The tornado come in and destroyed all the allotments. So I bet loads of vegetables all went up the tornado. So if anybody was thinking, there was like a religious moment when all carrots started falling out of the sky, raining carrots and melons and whatever else. Don't think it was anything to do with God. It was to do with the tornado that fucking blasted through the allotments down the road. So if you did get some free vegetables, fruit and vegetables, maybe you ended up with a pumpkin on your head. So that now you're walking around with a big pumpkin head like Leonardo DiCaprio, according to Johnny Depp, not according to me. And it's stuck on your head. Imagine that, going to the A&E and you got a fucking pumpkin stuck on your head. You can't fucking... That's good for a mask, wouldn't it? You wouldn't need a mask on top of your pumpkin, would you? So it kind of works, really. Maybe there's a good idea for you if you don't like wearing a mask, or you mask moaners. Why don't you go and get a pumpkin and stick that on your head instead? Or a melon? Because you are a melon head for not wearing your mask. I just went to the shop and I got there and I didn't have a mask. And he went, oh, sorry, can't serve you. And I was like, oh, no, sorry, mate. Well, I have seen other shops people have let them in. But it's good. I've got a mask. I just forgot it. So I'll come back. I'll come back and now I'm doing this podcast and then I've got to go back again. In the rain. Because it started bloody raining. Anyway, these are tribulations. Was it baboons with chainsaws have been running around a safari park? Baboons with chainsaws. Now, that's a funny sight. I can't see it being very health and safety conscious. So I think, has he nicked it or what? Staff say guests may be alarmed by the primates for a laugh. Dismissed substantiated claims. They're also seen with knives and screwdrivers. They must be nicking them. They will go into toolboxes and carry them around. Yeah, but somebody's nicked the chainsaw out of one of the cars, and it's so while they're trying to get in the front, somebody's in the back breaking in while you're being distracted by the other baboon family. Wonder what they do with them all, because the looks like the keepers now are saying we don't know. We're not sure if they are being given weapons by guests who want to see them attack cars, or if they're fishing them out. As if a guest is going to give the bloody baboon a chainsaw. Come on. Unless it's like fucking, I don't know. It could be a trophy hunter who wants to see the baboon go and like cut a load of other baboons' head off. Because that's what trophy hunters are like. They like to see the fucking animals die and suffer, don't they? And then pose with it like that and go, yeah, have a fucking selfie with all the dead baboons with the fucking cutting off. And a big smile on my face, or the big twat that I am. Be good if the baboon just fucking actually knew you was a trophy hunter. Maybe he saw you kill his mum in the jungle one day, and then he's been chipped off to the zoo. And then you come in with your car and your family, and he nicks your chainsaw out of your boot and saws your head off because he remembers you. He remembers you're a fucking arsehole. And now he remembers that you're a dead arsehole. He maybe put your head on his wall as a trophy. There you go. The circle's complete. The circle of life. The circle of a trophy hunter's life, hopefully, in many cases. What was I going to say? Bungling Basil Fawlty was causing uproar again after being used. I should have read these. I haven't read them. Sorry. Demonstrates social distancing in the posh resort he made famous. Businesses in Turkey are furious after John Cleese's Gorky Hotel. I can't read that. I don't know what it's about. It's basically Basil Fawlty's pissing people off for some reason in Turkey. Basil Fawlty was the you know, the worst hotelier that there was, but you know, if and he was based in Turkey, so if everyone's moaning about the fact that a character was based in their Turkey and is ruining their businesses, I don't think so. You're ruining your business by being shit. Maybe you are a fucking Basil Fawlty. You just like Basil Fawlty, and you're going, why did they put Basil Fawlty in our you know, in Turkey? And make us all look bad, like bad hoteliers. Because you are that way. Because there's been reports of people who act just like that. Campaigners want to ban magic mushrooms to relax the help... Once the ban on magic mushrooms relaxed to help Britain's COVID-19 mental health time bomb. Well, that ain't going to help, is it? Well, it might do. It may, well, people who are depressed from being stuck indoors and they're going a bit like crazy, they're going to take magic mushrooms. That's going to send fucking people over the edge. Depends on how much they take, I suppose. There's a cross between, I mean, there's a fine line between doing oops upside your head in front of the TV and having a laugh or jumping out the window. Depends on how much you, you're going to, or the strong stuff or whatever, but no, it's good. I think they're probably talking about little small bits of it, but magic mushrooms, you can find them anywhere. You don't need to go and have to look at the rules. Just go find the fields where they're buried. You got to make sure you pick the right ones, though. You get into that poisonous mushroom business. You know, like these foragers, and they go and collect all the mushrooms. And they know which ones to eat, because there's so many different ones. You got to know your, you got to know your mushrooms. You got to know your shrooms, otherwise you'd be fucking dead meat. Or you'll have the shits big time. The mushroom shits. The mushroom shits. You can even get high and have the shits on some of them. So I heard. I don't, not that I would know. It wasn't my experience. The Grand Tour presenter Richard Hammond has revealed one of his worst adventures was being covered in dog shit. Good. Did somebody did the dog do it on purpose? The telly star's face was smeared in husky feces when filming. I think they pulled him through the dog shit. They knew who you were, really. They knew that they knew that they should have pulled all three of you through it. The Top Gear presenters dragged them all through the shit and said, you know, this is what I think of you. This is what I think of you and your wages for in your fucking shit program and your fucking. Shit, your shit jokes. I'm going to drag you through the equivalent of your shit jokes. This is like method acting. And they come up with shit on his face. There you go, husky shit. Husky shit meets Richard Richard Hammond's face. And they made a match. Anyway, was it called? Oh, Enter the Dragon died. John Saxon died, the guy, the in Enter the Dragon, Bruce Lee's mates, you had the black guy, oh, what's his name? Black Belt Jones, I think his name was. The one with the big afro. He was hilarious. He was fucking Mr. Sex. And then the other guy, he was also Mr. Sex, because he was like, was trying, all the ladies were all flirting, weren't they? So, but he's died. And I didn't even know he was still alive, to be honest. I have to check on the Black Belt Jones, see if he's still around. Because he was a great character. But it's a shame because that was a. I watched that so many times when I was a kid. Couldn't stop watching it. Absolutely brilliant, especially the nunchaku thing. Whoever didn't do the nunchaku, I tried. I think I had some homemade nunchakus. Bashed the shit out of my elbows. Broke ornaments. Trying to copy it. Thought I'm going to master this. Didn't master it. All I mastered was smashing my head off. Nearly smashing my head off my face. My face off my head, should I say? Face off. But anyway, Shane, anyway, it was in a legendary film. A bin man spent almost £13,500 of taxpayers' cash on sex chat lines. That's a dirty phone lines, dirty phone calls. It's a bin man, get it? Well, he's basically been running up a phone bill on the work phone. But you got to do that, it's perk of the job, isn't it? I mean, I'm not really into sex lines, but... you know, 13.5 grand. It's a bit steep. I bet they're only the cheaper these days. Well, I don't know. They used to be about £2 a minute, which is a piss take. I mean, now they're cheaper than that. Probably only about fucking 20 pence a minute. It must have been up there chatting away like it's the best mate. You know, like that one on Babe Station where they talk to you on the phone. And everybody else, because everybody else is probably trying to get through and you're just hugging it and going, yeah, oh, well. Because the woman don't care. She'll talk and talk and talk and talk because that's what she's there for, to rack up the money. So she talks dirty, you stay on the line. So, but he's not really picking up the bins while he's doing that, is he? Unless he's multitasking, doing the dirty and the dirty. So anyway, good luck. Well, you know, I would say perk of the job to get the sack. Hopefully he didn't get the sack. That's only worth a warning, at the very least. These other bosses should go, yeah, we've done that. I only got a warning. I'm going to pass it down to you. So just don't do it again. Saucy though, aren't they, them ladies on the lines? British lovers, oh, the last one, I think. No, you didn't. I've got two more. British lovers claim to have sex 12 times a month, putting them at the top of the European lovemaking league. 12 times a month, top of the lovemaking league. You're joking, aren't you? Italians ain't going to stand for that. They're probably fucking, you know, morning, noon and night. <They're> like, well, some of them are. I don't think 12 times a month is going to win it if you really get down to it. And plus, there's people in England who are doing it fucking loads more than that anyway, I'm sure. But, you know, I guess it's a healthy average. You got to kind of take some time apart. Otherwise, it's going to get boring. You know, you're going to get those, like, friction burns or carpet burns or whatever. You know, you're going to come out all injured like me with the nunchakers. That's like the single man having sex with himself. He'll end up fucking, you know, like the nunchakers, just like hurting himself after doing it too much. So you got to kind of take a break, have a Kit Kat, and then you can enjoy it all the more when it comes around again. But if you are in the 12 times a month club, be proud because you're in the top of the league. You'd think it would be France, Italy, Spain. Well, there's loads of... Germany, you think that Germany's going to let anybody beat them? I bet they're probably just having the rigid, you know, non-interesting sex, but they're just getting it done just to get past 12. We're going to get this done. We want to be number one. Number one, we do 13. We sex 13 times. That's my German impression. Leave a comment if you didn't like it. Anybody want to leave it on one more? Billionaire Elon Musk has offered to fight Johnny Depp in the cage fight because Johnny Depp said he was going to slice Elon Musk's dick off and show it to him or something or other. So Elon Musk saying, let's get in the cage and fucking have it then, have it out. So I'd like to see that. That'd be quite funny. And then see, Johnny Depp should just go in, take all the drugs that he's got and just go in and just do the crazy one, because that'd be like that Brazilian, you know, the Brazilian jiu-jitsu type dancing. Nobody can fucking work out what they're doing, what they're going to do next. That'd be like somebody on drugs. If they was in the cage, you couldn't work out. They'd be coming for you. All of a sudden, they'd like do a backflip and then run under your legs, come from behind you. You know, like something like Jackie Chan film, what, the Drunken Master. That'd be something like that. So that's the way Johnny can win that. Otherwise, it's going to have to be dirty tricks, you know. Elon Musk probably got a good chance, but he's too rich. He's got too much money. He's too involved in his like spaceship. I think Johnny Depp's a little bit more raw, but you got to watch out, Elon. You might have to end up with your dick sewn off, because Johnny might be meaning that, because you slept with his missus after they split up. Well, he actually blamed him for sleeping in while they were together. So, you know, I don't think there's any love there. But anyway, hopefully they don't. And he doesn't chop his dick off. Well, nobody's dick gets chopped off. We don't want that. That's not going to be... You're going to be having sex any times a month after that, a situation like that. Right. I got my words tongue-tied at the end, but I'm going to leave it there anyway, because I've got other things to do, like get around the shops. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.